Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Here I am on the Barra Way, but I'm not in Barra. I'm in County Kerry, so near Kenmare. So I won't call it a footpath. Look at it. And that's up towards the road. So it really is just a way and not that easy to find your way. So from the Barra Peninsula, West Cork, round to Kenmare, to the Ivorar Peninsula and so on. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And then there are various routes to walk over, as in a tree's roots, and some stones on the way, stepping stones across various rivulets. And it's so fragrant down here, smelling the moist tree bark, the mosses and so forth. So I like the way it's wilderness, so untamed. Look at that. So here we are in this shaded dell, and really untouched by mankind for millennia, apart from that little sign back there. So you want yourself a solid pair of walking boots, waterproof. It's fairly muddy. The one thing is, there's a bit of shelter from the rain under all these trees. Though, you know, October drawing on, the canopy has been shed largely. And then it's down towards the sea. So the Kenmare River, most of which is actually a bay, obviously part of the Atlantic Ocean. I suppose this section of it is the Celtic Sea, which is the sea immediately south of Ireland. And then the moment behind me, you'll see the Kenmare River, and it's becalmed today, whereas the white horses were racing yesterday, as there was almost a tempest up, Boreas blowing and all that. So you can see we're on Wendy's Way with some care down here. So I wouldn't wear trainers because they'd be soaked through. And you'll see some skerries there, covered in dense seaweed. So that's the next peninsula beyond, you can see. Because I always think about the famine, when so many of us starved to death, at least 800,000. Was the seaweed edible? Presumably not, otherwise people would have done it. Maybe it's only Japanese seaweed is edible. I know it can be used to fertilize fields. So there we are, and carrying on this away into Kenmare, which is maybe another 3 kilometers. You have to do the last little bit by road. Obviously, it is possible to walk on the road. There's no footpath there, so a little bit dangerous because there's not street lighting. People might become very fast well at night, not expecting to be there. So if you do it at all, I recommend you wear high visibility clothing. And I saw a shelter someone had built further up there. So it's very unsteady here, but you know, that's part of the adventure. Perhaps it's good that it's just not too easy. We don't want it too civilized. We want to be in somewhere that is unconquered like that. Amid all the ferns, there's bracken and broom on the hillsides, not right down here at sea level for some reason. I don't know much about plants. So look at the upturned tree there. You can see the roots. It's torn a lot of earth out with it. And that must have been a ferocious storm, or did the tree just die? Anyway, so that's a little bit of the Barra Way. I'm not going to walk the whole of it. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. And toodle pip, and you can see all these vines or their epiphytes, whatever, clambering up, and ivy and other trees. I see holly as well. So magnificent. And it's just so reviving, a very pure oxygen in such a rural area. And not much of a sea breeze blowing though. Toodaloo.